We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Like, son. All right, good morning. I'm Bart Winkler, 414-799-1250. Toby Altizer, my right-hand man. Toby and I saw each other outside of work. And whenever we do, it's like in the Miller Park area. Because I've seen you at games. We went to fourth base, right on National. And then we both went to the clubhouse sale. The Brewers had a clubhouse sale at American Family Field last week. And then I think it wrapped up on Saturday. We also ran into our good buddy Eric Name. What a treat that was.
Yeah, it was good to meet him.
Yeah. Saw Eric Name and I couldn't tell if it was him or not. He was masked up and I saw his eyes, and then he's tall. Eric's taller than I thought.
Yeah, I thought he was maybe like 5'10".
Yeah.
Definitely taller than that.
Yeah, you know, he was a giant. He was doing some family shopping for the holiday season. I went in there looking for, like, if I could find anything kids, but there wasn't a lot of kids stuff. There was a lot of 2021, what we were talking about earlier, and NL Central Champs gear. That they had to get rid of. For some reason, I understand why. Maybe I don't understand. There were a lot of Brewers Braves pennants for sale. Why on earth would anyone, if you want to buy a t-shirt that says like Brewers Braves NLDS, I don't get that, but there were a lot of pennants for sale and they were like $4. And sometimes you can tell when things are getting moved or not. None of it was getting moved. I don't know who bought that stuff. So I thought that was stupid. Yet, Toby, you discovered some magnets that the Brewers had for last year of series that were never played. So I bought one for $250. I got a magnet that says Yankees Brewers May 19th to the 21st, 2020, which never happened because of COVID. And I think that's cool.
Yeah, I bought a baseball that is opening day, Cubs, Brewers, Miller Park. It never happened.
So we like the gear that didn't happen because of a pandemic, but we stayed away from the... Basically, we would rather have things that were... that remind us of the pandemic than then that remind us that the Brewers lost is what we'd rather have.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could say you didn't have any bad memories from that season, which I guess you did, but you didn't have bad memories of those games.
The saddest thing was how many Jackie Bradley Jr. Jerseys were suddenly available.
I mean, if you wanted a random player's shirt, they had plenty of them. They had Ben Gamel, I think, Orlando Arcia,
yeah.
JBJ. Just in case you were missing having JBJ stuff.
Like the Gamel ones and all this, like, you could tell they set them up and it was, and then the JBJ ones were like, oh crap, we got this stuff to get rid of. And the jerseys were nice. I think they were the jerseys that he was going to wear next year.
Probably.
They weren't even like game-worn jerseys. They were future game-worn jerseys that never got to be. So it was interesting. I was just like going there to be in the clubhouse. I mean, that never gets old. I think it's cool. And especially if you're not a media elitist like Toby or I, you get to go down there. I like that the Brewers do that. So it was neat. I wish there was more kids stuff, but if they don't make it during the year, it's probably a hot seller, so there's no reason to discount anything. I don't know. Maybe they're not making Brewers Braves NLDS onesies. Because if there was, I totally would have bought one. Even though I wouldn't buy the pennant, I would have bought that. But that was cool to see everything that they did over the weekend. The NFL Week 13. There's one game left tonight. That is Patriots versus the Bills. Packers, of course, were idle. And now they don't play again until Sunday night against the Bears. And as we take a look around the NFL this hour, that's the first game that we'll start with as the Cardinals beat Chicago 33-22. Kyler Murray back. DeAndre Hopkins back. This game never in question. The Cardinals keep their number one spot. So they're a game ahead of the Packers. The Bears are 4-8. Two games out of a playoff spot. So things are still available for them. That's what Matt Nagy's telling his guys.
I think that's where it goes back to who the people are that you have in the room and making sure that they understand that it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be frustrated after a game. There's a lot of emotions. We all want to play better and coach better. They know that. But it is in these times, you want to make sure that these guys are understanding that it's our job. It's our obligation to make sure that we give it everything we got, you know, and that's, we can't worry about other teams. We can't worry about other people, players, coaches. We got to just do, you know, worry about us and coach and play hard.
Packers are already a 13-point favorite against the Bears on Sunday Night Football. I can't see any way that that is even a close game. Packers coming off the bye. Bears coming off of being bad. That game on Sunday night, we'll have a preview throughout the week. We'll talk to Ryan Wood, 8:15. So the Cardinals get the win there. Packers, of course, with the bye, they're still the 2 seed. The Buccaneers beat Atlanta. Nothing really special about this one. Tom Brady throws a ho-hum 4 touchdowns. Also had a really brutal pick 6. But that's really the only thing that kept the score as close as it was. Tampa beats Atlanta 30-17. They are the 3 seed. Cowboys played on Thursday night. They're the 4 seed. The Rams played Jacksonville. Why is Jacksonville this bad? I mean, I know they're bad. Trevor Lawrence was like Heisman candidate. Is he just not good?
Yeah, I mean, he was supposed to be the prized possession of the draft, right? I mean, he was supposed to be the best since Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, and he has not been good.
I mean, I think it's too early to say he's not good. His weapons around him aren't great. But 16 for 28, he's not really running the ball. I don't know. I think Trevor Lawrence right now, he's just like, he's the number one overall pick, but he's so forgotten. He's so forgotten, even with the other rookies. And right, he's just like some guy right
now.
Yeah,
he's not been very impressive. I still think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback, but I just don't think he's been put in a very good situation down there in Jacksonville.
So the Rams, the 5 seed. Then you have the Washington football team. And because of Toby and because the Milwaukee listeners demand it, we love talking about the Washington football team. And they're talking about the second consecutive win they have by the score of 17-15.
Here comes Brian Johnson, who was 8-for-8 with the Saints. He has 2 career game-winning field goals. And this one is going to be from 49 in a raucous atmosphere in Vegas to try to give Washington a lead. 42 seconds to go in the game. Snap, hold, kick. It is up and jackpot! It's good! Washington takes the lead, 17-15 on a 48-yard field goal.
And Brian Johnson coming in here just a few days with the team, and what a kick that was.
Wow, that guy went from 0 to 60.
Yeah, he tends to do that.
Okay, I like it. Washington gets the win. They are the 6th seed. They are 6-6. The Niners, right now, they would be the 7th seed at 6-6. After they lose to Seattle. So if the playoffs ended today, San Francisco would come to Green Bay. Look at that. Seattle in another wild game that ends at the buzzer.
Well, we're going to take 33 seconds of quiet in here to just celebrate the fact that we finally got a possession game, that we had the ball more than they did. So if we could just pause. Not okay. That was a crazy game.
Okay, I didn't hear that clip before. At first, I thought he was going to pay tribute to somebody. That was weird. I'm going to move on. That made me uncomfortable. I don't know why. The eighth spot would go to the Eagles right now. The Philadelphia Eagles getting a win over the Jets. On the NFL Red Zone DirecTV version, they said this stat 100 times. The Jets have never beaten the Eagles. It's the only matchup where there's not been one winner, or only one winner. Every other matchup in the NFL, one team has won one of the games since the merger. The Jets have never beaten the Eagles. I'm going to cancel DirecTV. I got to get the real Red Zone. I can't do it anymore with Siciliano. I can't do it anymore with him. I just can't do it.
I've heard some people, I don't know where I saw it, but some people were complaining about Hansen.
I trust me, Hansen is much more tolerable than Siciliano.
I just still can't watch Red Zone.
Well, what about like yesterday? There's two games going on at 6:30.
Then I'll just put two different games on.
Yeah, but I only got one TV, dog.
Watch one on your phone.
I don't like doing that.
I'd rather just see the context of everything. I can't. Also, I said Gardner Minshew would start for the Eagles at some point. Granted, I said it wouldn't be because of Jalen Hurts getting injured because I thought Jalen Hurts sucked. Minshew's good, man. I don't understand why he's not starting for some team. He's better than probably four or five, maybe even six of the starting quarterbacks. I mean, he's better than Sam Darnold.
Minshew is going to be like, he's going to get the torch pass from Ryan Fitzpatrick, where he starts, if you play for 10 teams, he'll start, he'll be really good, but they'll always be like somebody else, and he'll have a long career, and you'll always be wondering, well, why isn't he? It's just he's never going to be the full-time starter.
He definitely could be a Fitzpatrick-type guy. He kind of has that vibe, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick comes in, he's really exciting and kind of brings a fun environment to the team. That's what Minshew does.
Maybe it's that I sit there and watch. Like, if you're watching Red Zone, you're probably watching Red Zone for all 7 hours. You're not just. But Siciliano, it always seems like the games. I just have to bitch about this guy. The games get in the way of him calling the highlights, which is what he wants to do. He just wants to call highlights. I mean, I missed good chunks of game yesterday because he's showing me highlights for the ninth time. And then he's acting like every missed extra point is like the first time ever. I don't think he knows the extra point went back to the 37-yard line. Or wherever it went back to. That's a 37-yard kick. I don't think he knows that. Oh, we have an update and he talks like this and it's Can't stand him. What game was I on? The Eagles beat the Jets. Eagles sitting a half game outside of the playoffs. And so are now the Minnesota Vikings, a full game out of the playoffs after, yes, they lost to the Lions. And, yes, we've got the call from Paul Allen that so many of you desperately crave.
Here it is with 4 seconds to go in the game, 27-23 Vikings. Jared Goff, three receivers left, one right. He goes out of the shotgun. He takes the snap from Evan Brown. He's going to fire to the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Detroit Lions, and these cardiac kiddies have beaten the Minnesota Vikings and won a game for the first time in 364 days. The game-winning touchdown was caught by Amon-Ra St. Brown, and for that young man, his first National Football League touchdown is a memorable one. It beat the Minnesota Vikings 29-27.
I mean, this shtick has to be getting old. This is where I started the show today. When you celebrate every week 7 game like you win the Super Bowl, you're gonna celebrate every week 13 loss like the franchise is moving. I mean, Paul Allen hypes up this team, and he gets his fan base to believe that a win over the Packers meant something. Packers can clinch the division this Sunday. Vikings lose, Packers win, they win the North. They're not good. They're never going to be good. They never have been good. Enough with the charade. Big one in the AFC tonight. Patriots have the Bills. The first spot in the NFC, or AFC rather, East is on the line. And in the AFC in general, Titans have the 2. They had the bye. The Ravens were at the 1 and could still be the 1. They had a chance to tie the game at the very end, instead decide to go for the 2-point conversion. John Harbaugh not regretting his decision. They did not get the two-point conversion, but no regrets.
Is that exactly what you wanted from that play, John, just not executing?
He saw the play. I mean, it's that close. You know, it's a game of inches. You saw the Appuccino speech, and then you give him Sunday, right? There you go. That's football. That's just that close.
Oh, baby, baby, baby. John Harbaugh knows me. I mean, that's football. That's part of life. 1/2 second too slow or too fast, you don't quite get it. John Harbaugh. I told you, you wondered last week why I love this guy so much. I mean, the answer's in the pudding. Look at that beautiful proof. He likes that speech, and he likes going for twos. What's not to like? The Chiefs win last night over the Broncos. Broncos are terrible. I mean, how have they won as many games as they've won? They're not good. Chiefs win last night. The Chiefs have been sputtering offensively, playing better defensively, but not so great on offense. If the offense gets clicking, which is weird to say about them.
I think they know from me and from all of us, and they the same towards me as well, is that they just have to be themselves. There's nothing they have to do extra. They have the talent. They have the playmaking ability. Just continue to go out there and be themselves. And I think we'll continue to get better and better. We're still winning football games. We don't want to get lost in that. We're winning a lot of football games, and we're winning by pretty big margins. But we expect greatness from each other. And so we want to continue to get better as an offense, and the defense continue to get better, and hopefully create a great football team.
The NFL season this year has been so weird and up and down, but with the Chiefs getting better like this, it wouldn't be surprising to have a Final Four of, like, Packers against Tampa and Tom Brady, Patriots against the Chiefs. What's old might be new again, the way things are going here.
Yeah, it's really odd with Kansas City. Tyreek Hill can't catch the ball, man. What is up with that? And I don't get what's wrong with the Kansas City offense, because, again, last night they weren't very impressive, and I don't know what it is about the offense that it just doesn't seem to be working right now. It's just you're used to this high-flying offense from Kansas City hitting bombs all game long. You're used to seeing them do what they did to the Raiders, where Patrick Mahomes has 5 touchdowns. And last night, Denver has a good defense, but Tyreek Hill's not catching the ball. Patrick Mahomes is missing some easy throws. I mean, it just doesn't seem, for whatever reason, it doesn't seem like they're on the same page. And I know they're winning football games, so, I mean, good for them. But it just doesn't seem like they're very good right now. But if they're not playing well and they still get in, it just takes a few games for them to figure it out. So maybe they are going to come out of the AFC once again. And while everything seems kind of crazy in the NFL, maybe it's just going to be the exact same as we kind of predicted at the beginning.
Collinsworth on Mahomes a little bit. He says, stop doing the sidearm stuff. Take the easy thing. You know, you start to be good at the trick plays. That's all you want to do is the trick plays. Chiefs win last night 22-9 over the Broncos. The Chargers would be the 6th seed. The Bengals the 7. The two teams playing in Cincinnati. Chargers go up 24-0. Bengals bring it all the way back. Short on a 2, so it's 24-22. And then the Chargers go 17 unanswered after that. 41-22, the final there. The Indianapolis Colts beat up on the Houston Texans 31-0. The Texans are terrible. And there was, like, no one at that game.
No, and we talked about it last week that in our power rankings, the worst team, we couldn't really have a discussion because the Lions hadn't won a game. Well, now we can start having that discussion, and the Texans are definitely going to be in that discussion as the worst team in the league, because it seems like the Lions, although they only have one win, it seems like they could have 4 or 5 because they've been in so many close games. I mean, they lose because Justin Tucker sets a record on longest field goal ever made and all these different things happening to the Lions, but the Texans, it just seems like when they lose bad.
I would put the Lions as, if they were at home against the Texans, I'd put them a 6-7 point favorite. And then if they were at Houston, he'd like a 3 or 4 point favorite.
Yeah, and I just don't understand what the Texans are doing. I'm a big Tyrod guy, one of my favorite college players of all time, but why in the world is he starting for you? Put Davis Mills in there and have him learn and figure out what you have in Davis Mills. You drafted the guy. He was your first draft pick. Use the guy. I don't understand why they're doing that. You know, Tyrod gets benched yesterday for Davis Mills. It just doesn't make sense what they're doing there, and they don't really have a clear blueprint of where they're going because there's so much uncertainty with Deshaun Watson. Who knows when that stuff gets figured out?
Dolphins beat the Giants 20-9, and that wraps up Week 13. I've covered them all. Did I miss one? I feel like I missed one. I did. Taylor Heinicke.
You know, we beat Tampa. We beat Carolina, who had a good defense, and it was Cam's homecoming. We beat Seattle on Monday night. So, you know, the confidence just keeps building. We practice hard all week, and we just feel good where our team's at right now. Hopefully we just keep the ball rolling.
Toby, this is no longer a joke. This team might be good.
Four in a row, man. And they got Dallas coming to town on Sunday. So if you're a Packers fan and you're looking for something to cheer for, you can cheer on Washington on Sunday.
They should. I'm just looking at the teams bunched up. They should be a playoff team. So they're six right now at 6-6, the football team. The Niners could be that other playoff team. The Eagles, I think. I don't think the Vikings cracked that. The Panthers look like maybe with Cam back, but we forgot Cam's not that good. We just like them. Atlanta sucks. The Saints are a mess. Giants are no good. Unless the Seahawks make a weird run. I would think it's Washington and then, I don't know, Niners, well, Philly.
As weird as it sounds, I know they're a few games back of the Cowboys. They're not out of it in the division either with them because they got five straight divisional games.
Yeah, you're right.
And they still play the Cowboys twice.
Yeah, you're right. So what are the Cowboys right now? They are 8-4, so two games back, and they play them twice. Toby, what a time to be a Washington football fan.
Yeah, they go from losing four in a row to winning four in a row, ups and downs.
I think even if you weren't here, I'd still talk about them a lot. I mean, it is what people want.
Well, they're a fun football team to talk about right now.
Yeah, it is what people want. John is in Franklin, 414-799-1250. John, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Rather uncompelling slate of games yesterday, short of course, the Vikings collapsing and Detroit securing their first win against the hated Purple. That was worth the price of admission right there. But then again, Paul Allen and a select few in Minnesota Nation were the only ones that thought that team was going anywhere. All the good teams were playing bad competition, and frankly, the Packers are going to be in the same position this week. You know, I just think that this thing's going to shake out where the upper echelon, especially if you look at the schedules coming up for these teams that are all vying for the number one seed. I mean, you know, they got the likes of the Jets and the Texans, and it's just, you know, I don't think this thing's going to get interesting until we get into the second round of the playoffs. Because let's be honest, the 5th-8 seed in the NFL playoffs, at least in the NFC, you know, it would be, barring some weird injuries scenarios, it's going to be, you know, 14, 10, 12. I mean, there's going to be severe underdogs in virtually all the first-round playoff games if things shake out the way it looks right now. I don't know what you guys think, but it was good to see Detroit pull it out in the last seconds, and, you know, that's always good. But, yep, all the other teams won, you know. Obviously, the Rams got healthy, and everyone's all, you know, back on the Rams bandwagon because they beat a minor league football team. But that's what the Packers are going to have to do next week and this coming weekend, and I'm confident they'll do it. And hopefully we can start getting some of our hurt players back and get a glimpse as to what the team's going to start looking like during the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with you, John. Thanks for the call, 799-1250. You look at the Packers. The last time they made the playoffs and didn't win in the playoffs was 2013. They got carved up by Kaepernick. That's the year they won the North at 8-7-1. Randall Cobb on fourth down. The Packers have made the playoffs 5 of the last 7 years. There was the year they went 7-9 with the collarbone for Rodgers. Then McCarthy gets fired the next year at 6-9-1. But other than that, they make the playoffs every time. And when they make the playoffs, they win a game. They win at least a game. They beat the Cowboys in 2014. Then that was the, I think that was the Des Caudick game. And then in 2015, they beat Washington. Discussion about if Kirk Cousins is better than Rodgers was just a time filler. The next year, they beat the Giants. You know, the Giants come in feeling good, go on this boat trip, wax them, beat the Cowboys, lose to the Falcons. Don't make the playoffs for 2 years. Then they play, you know, the last 2 years in these divisional rounds under Matt LaFleur, I like you could quiz me for money, and I would have a hard time figuring out and remembering who they played. Because LaFleur's first year, they beat Seattle and then lost to the Niners. We remember that game so vividly, barely the Seattle one. Earlier this year, I could not remember for real that the Packers beat the Rams in the playoffs before they lost to Tampa. Because, you know, you lose such these high-profile games, you, like, forget how you got there. But, yeah, for the Packers, the way that things are looking, even if they don't get the one seed, they're in wild card weekend, they're going to play a bad team. And then you're going to play a divisional round game, maybe, you know, Rams, Cowboys, you know, Buccaneers, maybe it's a little tougher. But they'll, I mean, is there a price the Packers win at least one playoff game? I would put a lot of money on that. Definitely. 414-799-1250. One more game tonight. Patriots and Bills. The best game of the week is actually on Monday Night Football, which is not something that happens much more anymore these days, but it's happening tonight. Again, I'm Bart. That is Toby. We are brought to you this hour by Pfizer. There's snow on the ground in some spots of the state, including here, but it still is technically fall. And it's a great time with festivals and football to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. The message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. BioNTech and Pfizer. I was very, very excited yesterday, but the games weren't what excited me the most. It was before the NFL game started, when we found out what the college football playoff was and eventually where the Badgers are going to be playing. A lot of impromptu trips to Vegas for Badger faithful coming up. God, I'm so tempted to want to go. Our anniversary is the next day, and we got a kid.
All right, so I want to complain about something, all right? Because you do it all the time with Packers writers and stuff. Washington writers, because they played Vegas in Vegas. Every single writer puts the same thing up. Washington fans everywhere. They're all hanging out at that stadium swim place.
Yeah.
All watching games there. Everybody has to post a picture about it. It's like, come on, guys. Not everything has to be. I get it. You're in Vegas and enjoying it, and I'm happy for you guys, but come on. Not everybody has to put the same thing on Twitter every 5 minutes.
Well, they need the content.
I mean, good for them, but come up with something more original.
Yeah. Everyone's doing the same thing. That's the problem with media these days. Be different. Go through the highlights with NFL film music behind it like I do.
Yeah, Power Rankings Wednesday.
Yeah, be different. Just don't be the same. Don't be the same.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. This hour brought to you by the Scrub Club. Scrub-a-dub Scrub Club. Hard to say, but easy to use. You can wash your car every day if you want. One low price starting at $13 a month. The Scrub-a-dub Scrub Club. Any local Scrub-a-dub. Sign up at scrubadub.biz. It's the Scrub-a-Dub Scrub Club. Cincinnati Bearcats head coach Luke Fickell.
To me, this was probably my first experience at having a head coach, being in a head coach position, having some high-end guys with some really, you know, expectations early on, you know, to play at the next level, to be All-American, all the different things, and how we had to handle that. Mesh all those kind of personalities and attitudes together and really kind of eliminate that selfishness to be a team. And if we couldn't do that, we were going to struggle. And so it was a different year for me. It was a different group of guys, even though it was the same probably core nucleus of them.
Outside of Bearcats fans, it's probably me and now Nick Saban, as that's the matchup that have watched the most Cincinnati Bearcats football. They are a good team. They've got a good defense. Their corners are really good. This Ford guy they have at running back is tremendous. Ritter's a good quarterback. They've got good receivers. They're a good football team. Their reward for being so good is Alabama. You know, I think of all the teams they could play. You know, I mean, maybe they could get to Georgia. I don't know. Michigan would be interesting. That's probably the matchup that they would have preferred, even though Michigan looks like, I mean, they're playing like an SEC team right now. They're playing very well. But Alabama is Alabama, and Nick Saban is an underdog. I mean, he showed you. Yeah, their backs were against the wall, but that's the Alabama that we've known. Alabama, I just, in the last, you know, 10 years, has there been a team that can just go three plays, 90 yards in 25 seconds as well as Alabama can? I mean, they just can turn it on at any time. So intimidating. The old school unis, something to that. Nick Saban, I mean, he's a tremendous coach. He really is, and he can get another national championship this year. So it's going to be interesting. I think the playoff committee, you know, they did get it right in terms of the teams. Oklahoma State versus Cincinnati would have been a debate had Oklahoma City won, or Oklahoma State, rather. Oklahoma State. So it's Alabama and Cincinnati, and it's Michigan and Georgia, and maybe the – you know, rankings could have been a little different there, but they don't want Georgia and Alabama to play, and that's fine. It's all fine. Everything's fine. The right teams are in, should be good matchups. Everything's going to be fine. I almost, like, cried yesterday when Cincinnati got in. You knew they would. After they won, they knew they would. But still, to see them at number four, I have rooted for the little guy in this thing for so long. TCU going undefeated, not getting a shake. Boise State for all these years. UCF deserved it. These teams, they don't get invited to the party. They get told how to get invited to the party. They do that and still don't get invited to the party. Finally, they are getting invited to the party. So outside of the Badgers trying to get in, which came close a few years ago, but then they lost to Ohio State in a Big Ten championship game, they finally let the little guy into the party. Their reward is now they're going to get throttled by Alabama. 13-point spread, I think. Although, we'll see. I guess we'll see. But I don't know. I just does anybody care? Do you care, Toby? Does anybody care? I am Cincinnati making it to the playoff is like one of the top five things that have happened to me in my personal life in 2021. I'm so excited about it. And I just don't think anybody cares.
I mean, I'm excited they got in. I'm not that excited.
I've been rooting for Cincinnati. I watched that game Saturday. I watched them like they're the Packers. And I don't care about Cincinnati before this. I won't care about them after this. This is the way I've rooted for Boise State. There were years I watched every Boise State game. UCF, man. I was such a diehard for UCF. I bought a shirt.
Yeah, I'm not a diehard for the underdogs like you are, but I'm happy that they got in. I wouldn't say it's top five moment for me in 2021, but I'm happy they got in. They deserve to be in. I was more so looking forward to complaining about them not getting in because I kind of figured that's what was going to happen, like you were saying, and you know that's why you lost your bet with our buddy Wicket. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited that they got in, but I just don't. I'm just looking forward to not looking forward to what the people are going to complain about when they get destroyed by Alabama, because you know what the conversation's going to be. This is what happens when you let a group of five school in, like Cincinnati. This is what would have happened if UCF, Boise State, all those teams would have gotten in. And you already know that's what the conversation's going to be. But look at what happened to Notre Dame. Look at what happened to Oklahoma. Look what happens to all these teams that play, the teams that ultimately go on to play in the national championship game. There's usually only two teams that deserve to be there. And I think we saw them play already. I think this year there might be three, because I think Michigan could give Georgia a run for their money. But, I mean, Cincinnati deserved to be in the college football playoff. I'm glad they got in. But let's not overreact if they get throttled by Alabama, because other teams have gotten in that deserve to be in too, and they got throttled too.
So here's how the bowl season shapes up. You know the playoff by now. Those games are going to take place on New Year's Eve, which is like what college football wanted to do, is have them on New Year's Eve and own New Year's Eve. The problem is people don't like to watch TV on New Year's Eve unless it's the ball dropping. People like to be out and you know, not watch college football. I like it when it's not on New Year's Eve because that's my anniversary. I just don't feel like, you know, I sit home and watch football every weekend of the year. I think on New Year's Eve, I can, like, be an attentive, what are they called? What am I? A husband? I think I could do that. But they are on New Year's Eve. The bowl season starts not this Friday, but next Friday. I love the bowl season because there's always football games on. But then I remember, I don't want to watch these games. Middle Tennessee and Toledo, next Friday, 11 a.m. I'm all pumped to watch a game, but then I'm like, oh, these teams suck. The week after that, Old Dominion and Tulsa play at 1:30 p.m. on a Monday. Tuesday afternoon, the 21st. Ah, then it's Kent State and Wyoming. You know, one game that is interesting, I mentioned UCF. They play Florida. So even though Florida sucked, that should be an interesting one on the 23rd. The day before New Year's Eve is the 30th. There's some good games on the 29th. Oregon and Oklahoma should be a good matchup. The Badgers go to Arizona State, or take on Arizona State in Las Vegas. And I think a lot of people are suddenly looking like, can we get out there maybe? You know, you want to spend New Year's in Vegas? Not even to like watch the Badgers, but to see that stadium. Because when they used to play in Vegas, they played at where the UNLV Running Rebels play. But now you're playing at where the Raiders play. And people want to go see that stadium. People want to just be in Vegas. God, my brother lives out there. My other brother might go. I really want to go. I really want to be out there.
That place looks so cool. When I saw that the Badgers were going to be in that, I saw Gary tweet who's going. Man, it does sound like a lot of fun.
If there was like a way where I could go, I really want to go. I just don't want to travel. If I could just, you know, step into one of those things that Star Trek has.
Yeah, so you're just automatically there?
Yeah. If I could do that, that would be awesome. Why can't I do that? I want to do that. If I could do that, that would be great, because then the travel, and it's New Year's Eve, and the college football playoff is the next day. The Badgers playing Arizona State is interesting. That will be a late-night game on the 30th. The Badgers already a seven-point favorite. That will be interesting because 7 years ago now, the Badgers took on Arizona State in a really awkward finish to that game. It was a really bizarre ending. It was a year that the Badgers were thought to be pretty decent. They were ranked 20th at the time. They had blown out some, you know, below-average teams the couple of weeks before. So they were 2-0 coming into this game. They play Arizona State. I believe it's Pac-12 refs. And Joe Stave does something stupid, and then the refs don't help the situation. You may remember this. This happened at like 1:30 in the morning. It was such a late start time. The game took forever. It was a weird, like, I stayed up for this. I was like, what did I just watch? Here was the final play of that game, September of 2013.
Somebody jumps. There's a 10-second runoff or a penalty.
So there's 18 seconds on the clock, I should say. The Badgers have the ball at the Arizona State 13.
Stave throws the football. Now he's just going to run in the middle of the field and put the ball down at the 15-yard line. Yeah. It was interesting. He just put the ball down. He didn't take a knee. He just put the ball on the ground. He's saying he gave himself up, so it's down. But there's 4 seconds left. The clock's running. The clock's still going. The official didn't respot the ball, and the game's over. The official took forever to put the ball down. Gary Anderson can't believe it, and the Sun Devils win the game.
So you could blame the refs, but that was so, I don't know what Stavi's doing there.
That was a weird ending. I do remember that one.
There's 18 seconds left. He's trying to run to set up the kicker, which in that case, if you want to do that, you just run over and put your knee down where you want the ball. Otherwise, he could have spiked it, but they wanted the clock to go down as well. And then instead of the kicker ever getting a chance, he just placed the ball on the ground, which looks like it should be a fumble if you just put the ball on the ground. But it wasn't. It was him giving himself up. And then the Arizona State players like, well, let's just lay on this then. If we lay on this, they can't spot it. So they laid on it, and then they ran out of time. And the Badgers did have some high hopes that year. They eventually lost to Ohio State, and then I think lost a close one at the end of the year to maybe Penn State. They had a good year. It's just there were much higher hopes for that. And then the season comes crashing down right away because of a week 3 loss. But yeah, such a weird loss that game. So that's kind of what you think of when you think of Badgers and Arizona State. I also think it's interesting that the day of the college football playoff, one of the college football bowl decisions, like you're going to be stunned at some of these names. All right. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, Jimmy Kimmel's show is sponsoring a bowl game between, I believe, UCLA and somebody else. They're sponsoring a game. And then Barstool Sports is sponsoring a game. The game they gave Barstool is at 1 p.m. on New Year's Eve against, it's Boise State and Central Michigan. But they scheduled a bowl game at the same time as the playoff, which makes no sense. It's not on real TV. You got to find it wherever Barstool is going to stream it. I mean, if you're a Central Michigan or Boise State fan, you know, you'll find it, but it's a weird thing. It's weird. Not that it's only going to be available online. It's 2021. It's weird that there's going to be a bowl game happening while the playoffs are happening. That seems odd. The January 1 day bowls are going to be pretty good. Penn State, Arkansas, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame, Iowa, Kentucky, Utah, Ohio State is the Rose Bowl, and then Ole Miss and Baylor that night. Those are all on Saturday the 1st. I'd rather the college football playoffs be on the 1st. Just make the Rose Bowl a part of it, but that's what you got. And then a random bowl game the next week, and then the championship game on the 10th. So I'm super into it. I love doing the bowl confidence pools. Some people just do not care. I care. For whatever reason, I love it so much. I don't think anyone cares as much as me. I was hoping somebody would call in and say, yeah, I absolutely care, but I feel like maybe the opposite has happened. Okay, we'll get back to the Packers. We'll talk some Bucks. We'll talk some Brewers. Do want to talk about the Bucks, the return of P.J. Tucker. Want to talk about the Packers, Ryan Wood joining us 8:15. I'm willing to talk Bearcats all day. You want to break down too deep on the Bearcats? They're my favorite team this year. I'll never think about them again after this, but right now, I love them. I'm Bart, that's Toby. here on The Fan.
Hey, Drew, they asked me if I wanted to say something. I was like, last time I said something. You know how that went. Nah, I just want to say thank you. Man, y'all incredible. Y'all know that. Y'all was with us from the start to the finish, ups and downs, everything we went through last year. You guys are right there with us. It's an amazing experience, and I love you guys forever, man, honestly. And Milwaukee, we're always going to be dogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, NBA champion.
Got Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust.
PJ Tucker getting his ring with the Miami Heat for the Milwaukee Bucks. Everyone's just like, say the line, PJ. Say dogs. Say we dogs. Ah, he said it. Yeah. That's why we're here. Good to see that, though. Good to see PJ. Good to see PJ Tucker this way than we saw him the first time we saw him this year, where he was like mad at the Bucks and was very physical with Giannis. It was just weird. It's like, okay, I mean, yeah, we all want you here too, but sorry, man. And also because the Bucks won. And now both teams were pretty depleted. Bucks didn't start Giannis and a couple other guys. Not in the lineup. Mamu getting the start. They play again this week, though, in Miami. I think right now the Bucks, I still want to have this conversation like a longer exploratorative, not a word, conversation to figure out who the Bucks' real rival is. Because I think it's the Heat for me, but that might just be a Twitter thing. If you're not on Twitter, what do you care about the Heat? But, you know, with Pat Riley always, like, courting Giannis openly for 5 years. I don't know. I think they're the team that I want to beat the most. When we play them, the Sixers are up there, too. But the Sixers I'm almost starting to pity. Steve is in Germantown. What's up, Steve?
Morning, Bart. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing real good, Steve. How are you?
Good, man. It was a pretty solid weekend. A lot of football, some good football, a lot of good hoops. Yeah, I like that topic. Who is the Bucks' real rival? That's a fantastic question. I guess I look at it this way. Who do I get the most satisfaction of the Bucks beating? To be honest, for me, last year was the Hawks. I don't know why. It just felt good beating Trae Young. It just really, I don't know why that was.
Yeah, because it's good. And Trae Young, to his credit, does such a good job of being a villain.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. He took over Madison Square Garden in that first round. That was hilarious.
Yeah, and I loved that. And then he played us. I was like, oh, I don't like it when it happens to us.
I don't like it so much. Like, first game was like, oh, crap. But it wasn't the storm. We know how that ended, right?
Yeah.
No, I like where the Bucks are at. I think they, you know, be honest, I think the last two games were just rest for him not to play, right? That's what I understand.
Yeah, every time he's got an injury, I don't worry about it too much until it lingers. But that's the way I felt about Brooke. And then he went and got surgery. So who knows what the Bucks are up to?
Well, all I can say is Pat Connaughton, that guy is playing out of his mind this year. Oh, my God. He's turned into a legitimate shooter. Over the last several months, he's turned into a legitimate three-point shooter. He was always a streaky, solid shooter, but now the guy is hitting 3-4 a game. That's fantastic to have it off the bench.
Well, yeah, 7 for 13 from three on Saturday.
It's unbelievable. I mean, for a guy with that athleticism, who can rebound, plays good defense, we looked back a couple years ago when John Horst made that gaffe on that contract situation where he was supposed to get 2 years but ended up getting three, I think it was. Maybe it's not that bad of a deal situation now.
No, yeah, nobody brings that up ever because we're all fine with it now.
Exactly. I'm going to ask you this, though. How come the Bulls and the Hawks only – or I think it was the Hawks with DeRozan, I think it was the Bulls. They got only fined for tampering. And no, it's Kyle Lowry with the Heat.
Yeah, they're going to lose a second-round pick. They are going to lose a pick.
But the Bucks don't, they got that trade completely squashed with Bogdanovich. Not that it makes a difference now, but how does that work?
Yeah, and they lost a second-round pick.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it'd be the only thing, like, it'd be nice if leagues were a little more consistent. In the NFL, Antonio Brown may have committed a federal crime. And he's getting 3 games, and then Tom Brady deflated a football and got 4.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and in the NBA, if you tamper but don't get the guy, it costs the same as if you tamper and get the guy. That doesn't make sense.
Absolutely. Weird to me. But real quick on the NFL, you brought that up. What did I learn this weekend? And I know that Patriots haven't played yet, but I think they're probably the best team in the AFC, Bart. What do you think about that?
They got a lot of guys in on free agency. They are performing well. Their defense is figuring it out. It's hard to... I mean, I like the Ravens. I like the Chiefs. You know, but the Patriots, they've got the best coach. They've seemed to have figured it out. I'm really eager to see what happens tonight against Buffalo.
Absolutely. That's going to be a great game. NFC-wise, my top three, I'm looking right now, Packers, Buccaneers 2, Cardinals at 3. I know Cardinals have the best record, but the Pack went out there on a short week, took care of business. They had to be above them at that point. And the way that Tom Brady's playing, I got to put them at 2. So that's my top three right there.
All right, Steve, good call, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Steve, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us, 1250amthefan.com. Collinsworth last night, too, said something about New England. He said the beginning of the season, they're playing like 9 different kinds of defense, and they're not good at any of them. But then by the end of the season, they're good at all of them. So the Patriots, you know, even with Tom Brady, they'd start like 2-2. And there were years where I wondered, oh, are they done? This is it for Tom. This is it for New England. You know, they scuffle a little bit last year, obviously, with the transition. And then now they've got their guy in Mac Jones, and they look good. I'm really excited for Patriots-Bills tonight. Not just because I need 33 out of Josh Allen. Passing touchdowns count for 6, so I got a chance. Guy I'm playing didn't even start. He started Alvin Kamara. Didn't even play, and he's still beating me.
It's okay. I was in a league one time with a guy who auto-drafted and never set his lineup, and I still finished behind him in the league.
Isn't that frustrating?
It is.
Because you're smarter than that.
Are we, though?
We are. We're like the 2 smartest guys.
I do think that. In all of Milwaukee?
Or yeah.
All the United States?
Probably more.
Yeah, why not?
Parts of Canada. We know who these people are. We have good educated guesses. Yet here I am going 6-6.
Yeah, I mean, we know who Amon-Ra St. Brown is. Some people didn't even know how to say his name yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we know too much. That's the problem. We know too much. It's better just to be dumb. That's what gets you the money in this business. Ryan Wood, 815.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.